The Bighorn fire raging in the Catalina Mountains north of Tucson was threatening nearly 1,000 homes on Thursday afternoon. Federal officials worry it could destroy many homes in Tucson's Catalina foothills. Joining us now is the Fronteras Desk's Michel Marisco, who lives and works in the area. Michel, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So obviously the fire visible from everywhere in Tucson. What are you seeing where you are?
You know, today is dramatically different. The fire is still only 10% contained. It's burned up to about 7,000 acres. But the heat waves, the tendrils of smoke that were making their way down yesterday are virtually dissipated at this point. We're not seeing that massive volcanic plume that dominated the Catalina skyline over the past few days. While the containment is not big, 10%, it's certainly very different from the anxiety-ridden sort of dark skies that we were living through the past couple of days here.
That's obviously good news, but temperatures are still above 100 degrees and there's not much humidity. So what are the other challenges firefighters are facing?
Right. And yesterday, the Pima County Sheriff's Department gave a little bit of information on that. I wanted to play this bit of tape for you from Todd Abel. He's operations chief for the Pima County Sheriff's Department.
The plan for us is to continue to bring fire down off the steep slopes to the Sonoran Desert ecosystem, which is a lot easier for firefighters to manage.
And as of today, the fire is going to be visible again from Oro Valley. That's sort of the area where those flames have drifted down to. We still have evacuation orders for people who immediately abut certain areas of Pima County. Even Governor Ducey was on Twitter just moments ago, talking about those evacuation orders. So there's still some preparation that's being made underway to clear those places and keep everyone safe. But we're just not seeing that same violent plumes of ash coming down.
Obviously, we're focused on the pandemic, Michel. That includes social distancing. So when people have evacuated, especially during a pandemic, is there enough room? Can there be enough planning so they're not right on top of each other?
It's a really good question. It's not something that Sheriff's Department officials wanted to talk about yesterday. Certainly they did not bring it up. But, you know, like, for example, the Pima County Sheriff's Department, the Red Cross, set up a cooling station at Kennedy Little High School in toward Oro Valley. And you know, while everyone is cognizant, everyone is wearing masks, this isn't an area where people were invited to spend the night, though the Red Cross is obviously always trying to make those types of shelters available. But ultimately, because of the unknown quantity of people that might be needing this cooling area because of the fire, that the pandemic, to be honest, is seems to be slightly less important.
And briefly, how are people dealing with the fact that there's a respiratory virus pandemic at the same time there is that smoke, those plumes you were talking about the last few days?
So we have warnings in place for particles. You know, they're warning people to just not go outside. You know, so that this is public areas. These are rec centers for kids. You know, daycares that have reopened and this kind of thing. And really, just it's very interesting watching these social public health agencies trying to manage what they normally do, like helping people in an evacuation, and now trying to dance that fine line with a pandemic.
KJZZ's Michel Marisco from the Fronteras Desk in Tucson. Michel, thanks and stay safe.
Thank you.